Yeah. Sorry. Multitasking here. Hard thing to do. Yeah, so we're standing in solidarity with the Women's March in D.C. here this weekend, you know, yesterday. So let's just dive into it. Was Patti Smith.
Sleeping, it was broken, but my dream, it lingered.
91.5 WMFO Medford. This is the Women's March version of Songs from the Squid Pod.
Oh,
Yeah, 91.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. This is a special edition of the Squid Pod because we are standing in solidarity with the Women's March in D.C., which happened yesterday. Huge turnout. So proud of my fellow Americans. I mean, you know, obviously it was a Women's March, but there were men and women there as well. And to whomever left the Donald Trump toilet paper in the bathroom here at the studio, one of my fellow colleagues, I love you, okay? That was great. Any event, let's talk about what we've been listening to here so far. Of course, you know that the New England Patriots have crushed the Pittsburgh Steelers here, and they are on their way to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, you know, all this Deflategate bull, okay? This is makeup time for that here. We will accept nothing less than complete victory. So Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, the rest of you guys, we're behind you as always. All right. We start off the set with Patti Smith and People Have the Power. That was off of her 1988 release, Dream of Life. And again, this show is, obviously, as I said, we're standing in solidarity with the Women's March, but this is also a, normally, if you're familiar with the Squid Pod, we try to keep it all within the 80s. Today, it's not really going to be that, but we are definitely keeping it, I'll think of something later. All right, second on the list there was Le Tigre from their 1999 debut, self-titled debut, Le Tigre. We heard Hot Topic. Joe Jackson gave us Real Men. That's off of his 1982 Night and Day. And yeah, we heard from Le Tigre again with Get Off the Internet from The Desk of Mr. Lady. That's from their 2000 release of that name. And we're going to go all the way back here to 1971 here with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Now, thank you. Right now, I'd like to bring out a friend of mine who's been a friend of mine for probably longer than I've known anybody now that I kind of think of it. He's been a good friend over the years. We've had our ups and downs, but we're still playing together. Stephen Stills.
Thank you. Some kind of myth on us all. All right, talking about where to drag all the kids are, yeah. Oh, cause they got the guts to get out in the street and tell the truth every day. Oh, yes. All right, making it a little hot for them, you know. All right. Oh, but you know that we're all just out there proving to Richard Nixon and to Spiral Agnew and Richard Daley and all them other, well, whatever you want to call them, that America is still the home of the brave. Oh, yes it is, and you got to be brave, children. How many is it that they shot down already? Some like 17 of us. Oh, but you know we got to do it. We got to keep on keeping on. Oh, because if we don't do it, nobody else is gonna. But you know if we can't do it with a smile on our face, you know if we can't do it with love in our hearts, then children, we ain't got no right to do it at all, yeah. Cause that just means we ain't learned nothing yet. Oh, and we're supposed to be some kind of different. Oh, 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 yes. And I don't know whether I want white America to remember or forget that Jesus Christ was the first nonviolent revolutionary. Dig it. Oh, dig it. Oh, right on. And dig it. Oh, yes. You know that paranoia, it strikes deep.
sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Smiling green. then I'll get on my knees and I'll pray. But you don't get fooled again.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We got about 19 minutes or so to go here on the show. But yeah, this is the protest version of Songs from the Squid Pod. We are standing in solidarity with the Women's March here yesterday in D.C. And we're thrown in as many protest songs as we can here. Like, for instance, we started off the set with Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young from their 1971 release, double album release, A Four-Way Street. We heard Stephen Stills doing 49 Bye-Byes / America's Children. Joan Jett was in there with Bad Reputation off of her 1981 release of the same name. Industry was in there with State of the Nation from their 1983 release. And Jonathan Edwards gave us Sunshine, Go Away Today off of his 1974 release, Lucky Day. And Pete Townshend wrapped it up there with Won't Get Fooled Again from his 1979 release. That was kind of more of a compilation, I guess. The Secret Policeman's Ball. And yeah, there we go. All right, we got Fleetwood Mac coming up here, and I know Don't Stop was really the Clintons' theme there. Excuse me, back in Bill Clinton's theme there, back in his second inauguration. But hey, I like Monday Morning better.
Monday morning, you showed up fine. I can't go on believing this way.
programs. This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban Army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite. Is an urban Vietnam, giving deadly exhibitions of murder by napalm.
Yeah, 91.5 WMFO Medford. That's going to do it for me today here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and I will meet you here again next Sunday evening at 10 p.m. Do not be late. This has been the protest version of the Squid Pod. We are standing in solidarity with the Women's March, which happened yesterday in D.C., and so proud to see marches and whatnot, gatherings in all cities across the U.S. here. Thanks to all of you who took the time out of their schedules to show your support there. We started off the set with Fleetwood Mac and Monday Morning from their 1979 self-titled release. The Clash gave us This Is Radio Clash from Clash on Broadway. It was originally released in 1981. Gang of Four gave us Not Great Men from their 1980 release, Entertainment, with an exclamation point. And the Bleachers there wrapped it up with Ease Up. That's off of their 2002, not theirs, but it was a compilation that Trojan Records put out back in 2002 off the Revive box set, originally released back in 1969. But hey, you know, we thought we'd leave it on a light note. Don't get crazy out there. It is just, you know, your right to protest, and we and I stand behind you. Hey, let's just make sure that we get through this tomorrow and the next day after. Okay, we're going to wrap it up here with The Cure from 1981. Take care, everyone. Have a good night.